This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommer's on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Friday, TGIF, the 10th of January, 2025. Welcome in. We made it, Mr. Zommer's, to the end of the week. Been a long one in so very many ways, but here we are. How are you doing?
Here we are. Doing well.
Good.
And looking forward to a couple days off.
Yeah, absolutely. I know some people work over the weekend and, you know, people have different schedules. But yes, for those of us that work Monday through Friday, it'd be nice to get a couple of days off. We have our big holiday party for this region of the state. They've broken it up into regions, and we fall into the Madison's, us, our great friends back at WRCO, WRCE, and Richland Center, and then our great people at Baraboo as well. So it's those three folks, those three stations coming together for a little holiday cheer. And I understand it is at an arcade.
It is at not an arcade
Not an adult arcade. That would be an entirely different kind of Christmas party or a holiday party.
Like Pong, Pac-Man, yes. Skee-Ball, Pinball, all that stuff.
Right. So Luke Mathers has challenged me to Pac-Man, which wasn't, you know, I was actually around when they created that.
You think you can beat him?
I think maybe. I wouldn't say that about too many things, but I think maybe. My friend Jeff Daniels and I, his parents owned the baseball card shop at the old Westgate Mall. And there was a huge arcade in there back in the day, back in the 80s. And no one was better at Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man than Jeff Daniels. I tried to learn from him, but yeah. So I'll see if the old hands of the joystick still work. So that's what's coming up this weekend.
I've never played it on an arcade cabinet. We have a Nintendo, an NES, an old Nintendo Entertainment System, and we had Pac-Man on that. So I got to play it at home, but on a little, you know, rectangle controller, not with a joystick. And it is very different.
It is. You gotta have the hand skills. So that's what's coming up for us this weekend. Hopefully all of you have a great weekend as well. Speaking of sports, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who pretty much literally and figuratively threw away a game earlier up at the barn in Minnesota earlier this week against Ohio State. They're making their way down on the PJ Fleck bus to the Kohl Center here in Madison. And Wisconsin men taking on Minnesota pregame time 7 o'clock and pregame time 5 o'clock. And then I think the actual game starts around 6:37. It gets confusing when I've only got the pregame time, but we'll figure it out. You can hear this game on Amory stations or a station in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and of course the old home station back in Richland Center on WRCE. Don't live in one of those communities? No worries. We got you covered. Just download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device and tune in to either Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, or Richland Center, and you can hear that game for free. See, we don't charge anything here on these things. There's no subscription fee. There's no recurring thing where sign up for the first 5 weeks for free and then it'll start charging. No. You download the Civic Media app. It's one of the few things in life that's free. It's fantastic. And you can hear Matt LaPay and Brian Butch call Wisconsin, Minnesota tonight at 5 o'clock. So that's fantastic. And then, of course, I've got for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, do we stream on Blue Sky Zommer's?
I don't think they offer that yet.
All right. Very good. I have my Green Bay Packer shirt on today, my sweatshirt, because, of course, the Packers, our Green Bay Packers, traveling to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Packers, the number 7 seed in the NFC, traveling to the number 3 seed against the Eagles. That one I can tell you. Game time is 3 o'clock on the Fox television network. You could hear the pregame show via the radio at 1 o'clock, and the stations carrying that are the FM side, RCO in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Racine Kenosha. Sadly, that one we cannot stream because the NFL has lots of rules. We can't do that. But it's going to be a great game. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. As Zomer said earlier, big show today. We have our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badger, former captain of the team, and then spent 3 years in the NFL. Brady will be along to talk and preview a little Packers football. See if there's an article we're going to get to. If you had to make a Mount Rushmore of Wisconsin athletics, who are the four people you put on it? We'll ask Brady. Maybe solicit your calls and opinions as well, and then talk a little sportsmanship with Brady as well.
I am very interested to hear who he'd put on his Wisconsin sports Mount Rushmore.
He has a lot of insight on that. And then after the top of the second hour, 106, very honored, our Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez makes a return to this program. She's been on a couple of times, always a fantastic person. And of course, she and I have a connection to Richland County. I was born there, and I believe one of her sets of grandparents were dairy farmers in Richland County. So it's always a lot of fun talking to her. She'll be along talking about Governor Evers' 2025 outlook budget. We're going to ask her a couple of things going on in politics. Might get to how do things in D.C. affect us here in Wisconsin. And we'll get her Packer prediction as well, because, you know, Sarah Rodriguez, she's no stuffed shirt lieutenant governor, you understand. She's one of these cool people that knows what the heck's going on. She's a cheerleader for our state. So very, very honored to have Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez with us in hour number two. And then what's worse as well to end the week? And it has to do with personalities. Personalities. Which is worse? And I know this one affects me pretty well. It hits right for people who know me. It hits right to the heart.
Yeah, me too. Todd and I are similar in this way.
So a huge show today. Really appreciate y'all being along. Scott in Madison on WMDX asks, the Tilt, what is the name of the arcade? Oh, it's a Q&A or Q&I, IQ?
IO.
That's it.
Because it's like a power switch for a game or an electronics. Oh. Like you have the I, which is on, and then a slash, and then the O, which is off.
See, I grew up with an Atari, and we just had an on-off switch. There's no I.O.
Fair enough.
Yes, I'm old. Great. So there, I.O., Scott. Great folks down there. Stop down and say hello.
Andrew, I don't know if you can. We may be renting the place out. I am
uncertain. It's a private event. All right. Well, I mean, stop down anytime, though. They're great. It's a great place to go play games. It's on Willie Street.
It's on Willie Street. So if you do stop by and it turns out you can't go in, There's a lot of other places to go.
But come back another day is what I'm saying. Andrew, I'm trying to drum up some business here, you understand? Andrew in Maine says, are they intentionally keeping Jane and Todd separate? This is fantastic. Are they intentionally keeping Jane and Todd separated for the holiday parties, given their prevalence to always compete? This is a great take by Andrew in Maine. I don't know. I don't know that. I think it stemmed from the fact that, I mean, God love our leadership people. They're trying to keep, this is a large company statewide. They're trying to keep everybody happy. And it's just, you know, so I don't want to drive to Madison. I don't want to drive to Eau Claire. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, so they broke it up so that people don't have to drive so far.
But maybe this is the secret reason.
But maybe Andrew is on to something. Because, you know, Jane and I have had these texts to win and it's a friendly competition, you understand? But yes, Jane is not only is she gifted and a talented broadcaster and a lovely person to travel around the state with in the month of June and a fantastic connoisseur of Broadway music like myself, she has a competitive streak. That's why she's so successful.
And why, while we have won so far every time, it's been increasingly close. Yeah,
it's only a matter of time until she topples us. And good for her, because, you know, like I say, she's a good... So I think Andrew is on to something. Maybe they've decided to keep us... Wouldn't it be fantastic if, out of the blue, on Saturday night, Jane just appears?
They just start playing Barracuda.
As she comes in and beats me at Pac-Man. So there you go. That's what I've got. That's what I've got to say on that. Len and Madison. I will get to that in a minute, I guess, a little bit. Yes, there is some serious news going on, so we'll get to that here before the bottom of the hour. Big news, of course, breaking in the last hour or so. The sentencing hearing for former president, now also president-elect Donald Trump. He was sentenced about an hour and a half ago, but as expected, without penalty in the New York hush money case this morning. After a symbolic and historic and unprecedented hearing following the first felony conviction of a former and soon-to-be sitting president, Judge Juan Marchand spoke to Trump for several minutes via video conference, telling the president-elect that it was the office of the presidency and not the occupant that was afforded extraordinary legal protections requiring him, the judge, to impose a sentence of unconditional discharge without any punishment. Trump chose to speak before Marchand imposed his sentence, showing zero contrition and launching into some attacks against a quote-unquote political witch hunt. And he says he's been claiming since he was first indicted more than 20 months ago. Trump was convicted back in May of 34 counts of falsifying business records. While he has vowed to keep fighting the conviction through the appeals court process, today's sentencing cements the fact that Trump will be the first convicted felon to become president 10 days from now. So, to put it down where the chickens could get at it, Trump gets away scot-free. That's the bottom line.
Did we expect anything different?
The only thing I thought maybe Marchand would do is give a sentence, whether it's a monetary fine or jail time, but most likely monetary, that would be suspended. You know, say, well, here's the sentence, suspended for 4 years until you're no longer president. At least keeping open the possibility that he might face some consequences. But no, Marchand just says, we're affording the office of the presidency this. I guess if I take all of the emotion out of it and the partisanship, maybe I understand from a legal perspective why you do this. But I'll be honest, it's pretty hard to. I think he should have at least imposed a monetary fine that was suspended or say this is basically here's the fine that a quote unquote normal non-president person would face. But we're going to suspend that until after you're out of office.
Again, he did these things while not president.
Correct. But we move on. That is, again, that is the breaking news there that Donald Trump will face no consequences for his 34 convictions in federal court. When we come back, going to update you on the tragedy that are the Los Angeles fires. What's going on out there and how you can help. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Oddball Show for a Friday on January 10th on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 21 past the hour of 12 noon on Friday, January 10th. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll lighten things up a bit. Talk to you three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers. He spent 3 years in the NFL. And all around, just good guy. Brady Ewing going to be with us here at the bottom of the hour, previewing the Green Bay Packers, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Who would Brady put on Wisconsin Athletics Mount Rushmore, and also sportsmanship, something he knows a lot about, talks to a lot of, in particular, high school kids, young people around Wisconsin, and what does he have to say on sportsmanship and shaking hands? That's the issue, shaking hands. We'll get that from Brady after the bottom of the hour news break, and then in hour two, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. So big show here today. Want to just spend a couple of minutes, as we did so appropriately yesterday, talking about the tragedies in Los Angeles. According to CNN at this hour, more than 150,000 people have now been told to flee as four Los Angeles fires rage. Add to that, there appears to be accidental evacuations accidental ones that were sent to millions of people, and now officials are trying to fix phone alert systems. So can you imagine being in the greater Los Angeles area, knowing that many of these evacuation warnings are legit, and then, you know, millions of people get this? We heard earlier from folks who were there that it's already a panic mode in some places, and the LA freeways and roadways are snarled already in normal times. Imagine this sort of panic, and we've seen it on TV, particularly in, you know, the Palisades area, other areas around that, just north and west of downtown Los Angeles proper, more the Santa Monica area, where when these fires come through or get close, people are just abandoning their cars. They're stuck in traffic, and in order to try to get out, they're just abandoning their cars. And one of them, I forget who the actor was, who was helping clear this, said, look, if you're going to abandon your car, leave the keys in them so we can move them off when we come through to get fire trucks through. Because what they're doing now is they're taking snow, like what we would call snow graders, and moving cars that way. So my heart just goes out to folks. L.A. Tom, who joined us yesterday, said that, this is exactly what we want, that those false alerts were corrected within 4 minutes. So see, that's the value of having people on the ground out there, because I'm reading the headlines off of CNN and it's telling me this. Tom also says people need to be aware of their surroundings. So right. And when the legit warnings do come, obviously, to heed those warnings. It's just heartbreaking to hear these stories. Here's just one of them. It says, more than 100 years, the Pasadena Jewish Temple and Center has been a pillar of faith and community. But as winds drove down the Eaton Fire closer to the temple's campus, cantor Ruth Berman Harris said she felt called to the temple. Quote, I found myself at one of those moments when you don't really feel, but you know what's the right thing to do, and I just do it, she said. Harris and her husband raced to the temple determined to rescue the Torah scrolls before the fire consumed them. Together, they worked with a congregant and a staff member to remove the scrolls from the sanctuaries, as well as a few other, quote, crucial ritual objects, and loaded them into her car. Then the temple lost power, and the air became thick with smoke. That's when Harris said they knew they had to leave. She said, I checked with my husband. I couldn't see him. There was so much smoke. I just said, do you have all of them? She said, referring to the Torah scrolls. After the Eaton fire may have destroyed the temple's facade, Rabbi Jill Gold Wright vowed that it would not shake the congregation's faith. She said they still plan to hold the traditional Friday Sabbath service, or a Shabbat service, pardon me, and will even celebrate a congregant's bar mitzvah. Quote, we are doing something very Jewish, which is both grieving and being optimistic for the future, she said. We are a resilient people. We have a long history of resilience. We have a long history of carrying out our Torah wherever we need it to be, and this evening will be no different. A story of both sadness, but that resilience. And again, in these tragic situations, look for the helpers. Look for the people to do the right thing, to help each other. Again, Tom in LA chiming in on YouTube, and we appreciate that. He says, we all got the fault alert, but people need to calm down, in my opinion. He also says people propaganda on this issue has spread like fire themselves. The bottom line is, with the winds calming down, we will be all okay. It's all about three things: a match, wind, and dryness. And I've heard that. And thank you, Tom, once again, for giving us on the ground factual reporting. And I've heard that from other people on the ground via other programs I've been keeping track of. I've seen video of this. I've never been out there, thank God. I've been out there a lot in my life in Los Angeles, but never during really one of these terrible, terrible weather events. But I've been there for some pretty high winds, but not like this. I mean, the Santa Ana winds, some of these are going 70, 80, 90 miles per hour. And the fire kind of, you've seen the fire kind of goes up some of these palm trees. And then that, you know, palm trees, they kind of, the leaves, the branches die and they kind of fall down, you know, down towards the trunk. And so you look at a palm tree and you know, all the green on top, but then underneath that's all this brown stuff. That's dried foliage. Well, these sparks hit on that. And then so some of these palm trees become torches. And then you have an 80 or a 90 mile an hour wind slam into that. It's like a fire torch that just spreads it throughout this neighborhood. And Tom's, again, he's obviously knows 100 times more than I do being there on the ground. But that's really what's causing this. These unprecedented winds along with the dryness. And again, as more factual information comes out, despite what Trump world is putting out, which is untrue, which is they're out of water, it's the pressurization. It's the fact that there are so many people that need water all at the same time because of this unprecedented weather event, and that's making it difficult to get the water that is there up to the higher elevations. Zomers, we posted yesterday on the show notes where people, legitimate places to help. We'll do that again today, please. Places like World Food Kitchen.
Yes, the list is also on Time Magazine.
All right, very good. Come on back, talk with Brady Ewing after this. Lighten things up a bit. Sportsmanship, the Green Bay Packers, and a Mount Rushmore for the Badgers. Back after this on the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Friday, TGIF, January 10th, 2025, 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. That means that it's time to talk to former number 34, fullback of the Wisconsin Badgers. He won 3 Big Ten championships, went to 3 Rose Bowls, was a captain of the team along with Russell Wilson and others his senior year, started off as a walk-on, finished as a scholarship player and captain of the team, and then spent 3 years in the NFL with Atlanta and Jacksonville, respectively. And now joins us from our mutual hometown of Richland Center, Mr. Brady Ewing. Brady, how the heck are you?
I'm doing good, Todd. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. Been a little while since we chatted on the show, at least. Yeah, Christmas, we had New Year's, lots going on. I know you and your lovely wife, Rachel, have 4 boys. Did they have a good Christmas season? Did Santa bring what was required? Are they happy campers?
Definitely did. Yeah, it's been a great holiday season, just unplugging a little bit from the day-to-day and refocusing on family, both Rachel and the boys, but also extended family, and just enjoying the time outdoors. Got to do some different things that you typically wouldn't because there was no snow,
right?
And weren't able to do other things that you might have expected or wanted to do when, you know, if there was snow.
But, no sledding, not much sledding right now in the old RC.
No, there's not. Maybe after this weekend, looks like we're supposed to get an inch or so. But it's been a great holiday. How about you?
Yeah, I can't complain. I was up in the neighborhood a little bit, hanging out with mom a little bit, was helping out our mutual friend Phil Nee and those folks at WRCO, Richland Center, with Triviathon on New Year's Eve. So that was a lot. Saw one of our mutual former teachers, Ken Theed. Always, that guy is like a walking encyclopedia. He's just a great guy. He was a great coach as well, I know.
Yeah, absolutely. He was on the morning show, I think, prepping for the Triviathon and talking some history, and I don't know if he had notes in front of him, but just, man, the amount of facts that he spits out just fluently, not even missing a beat, it's pretty darn impressive.
Did you ever have him for class?
I did, yeah. He always kind of terrified me a little bit, I'll be honest.
I guess only because I was, you know, a manager of football, I was around him a lot that way. So I knew that some of the growling and looks were more for just, you know, he wasn't really that bad. Yeah. But he's just so fast. I had him for Wisconsin history. And although my grade wasn't great, I learned a lot.
Yeah, he's a great teacher and likes to keep you on your heels a little bit. Make sure he's in the driver's seat, which is good.
Right. The big line was always, keep it clean. all right. I'm not sure if the Brady, the Packers better not have clean uniforms after Sunday's game, or it's going to be a very long offseason. I'm very, very nervous about this game. Let's talk a little bit about it. You spent 3 years in the league yourself. Number 7 Packers, the NFC, traveling to Philadelphia to take on the number 3 Eagles there. Kickoff time on Fox Network Television, 3 o'clock. You can hear the game, though, on radio. Yes, right in Brady and I's hometown, Richland Center on WRCO. Also up in Park Falls and in Racine, Kenosha. Pre-game time set for 1 o'clock on the Packers Radio Network. Brady, breaking news in the last 10 minutes here, according to CBS News in Philadelphia, Eagles QB Jalen Hurts has cleared NFL protocols and, quote, he is, quote unquote, according to the team, ready to roll for the Packers game.
What
are your thoughts on this, Brady?
I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I'm a little worried, especially I wasn't as worried about it as a Packer fan deep down. Mm-hmm. But then once they released that Hurts cleared the concussion protocol and is back in the fold, I mean, I enjoyed the heck out of watching him. He's such a good quarterback, got good vision, you know, just a great athlete. And then you pair that up with Saquon Barkley and the rushing attack that he's been this year. And, I think the Packers are going to have their hands full. But really, anything can happen this time of year. And you saw it in some of the games this past weekend, notably the Lions game. Just the level of intensity ramp up this time of year in, you know, college football playoffs and the NFL is tremendous. And should be hopefully a good game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping it is too. I mean, one of the stories I'm looking at here on Sports Illustrated, the Eagles' offensive line. So, yeah, you talk about Saquon Barkley, who had a 2,000-yard season. But get this, and you'll appreciate this, is the heaviest in the NFL, the line for the Eagles tips the scale at a combined 1,688 pounds.
Holy cow!
That's a lot of human in front of you.
Yeah. You talk about guys just getting downhill and asserting their will on people. I mean, those are big human beings that are built and trained to move people around.
Wow.
That's hopefully the defensive line of the Packers can stay stout and put some different stunts up there to keep them on their heels a little bit.
And I know when you played for primarily Coach Bielema at Wisconsin, you were a fullback. So, yeah, you got some love and got to carry the ball a little bit. But oftentimes, you were the guy doing a lot of the blocking for some of the bigger star running backs on the team. But you guys were known at Wisconsin at the time. Wisconsin, yes, had great running backs, great fullbacks, but also just had a great line. And you were part of that at times that opened the holes for these guys.
Absolutely. And while you were saying that and throwing out the actual figure of the Philadelphia line, I know there was a stat about that back when I was at UW and the total weight of the offensive line at the time, because we had Josh Oglesby, Gabe Kareemi, John Moffitt, Bill Nagy, Travis Frederick, just guys that, you know, all pretty much went on to have some sort of a pro career pretty extended.
But that's,
you know, you take pride in that. And when we talk about Wisconsin football and, you know, I know there's a change in offensive coordinator now, but that's the history where any big offensive lineman in the country, you know, maybe if you're a left tackle, you like dropping back into a pass set and doing some pass protection, but for the most part, you want to run the ball and you want to assert your will on other people.
I think that was the culture that Wisconsin had built and attracted those guys that, you know, were the best of the best. And interestingly enough, quite a few of them were from the state or at least from the Midwest.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was Alvarez's. We're going to get to Wisconsin in a minute, but, you know Alvarez's theory better than anybody else. I think it was pretty much, held on to, at least through Bielema and Crist, of drawing a line around Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota, but really making that border of Wisconsin and trying to recruit the best guys there and then build out from there. Yeah, times have changed. But let's get back to the Packers for a second. Not only do the Packers' defensive line have to worry about breaking through and getting to Jalen Hurts with all that human in front of them, as you say, but on the Packers' side of the ball, boy, I want to talk about this for a second because watching the game on Sunday, Christian Watson went down with a torn ACL. No one knows what that is like more than you, Brady. You literally went through that in the NFL.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. Like you said, I've been through that journey and just that whole process. So anytime you see somebody go down with an injury, it stinks. But when I see somebody go down with an ACL, since I've lived that firsthand, it just makes my knee ache, but my heart ache too. And it's a long road, but honestly, you've seen him deal with different things in the past. Clearly he's got the mentality and, have the support around him to go out and get better. And as long as there's not a ton of collateral damage with, other ligaments and a ton of meniscus and things like that in there. And I'm not sure what his situation is, but they're pretty standard nowadays. You know, ACL surgeries, the recovery process takes time, can be painful, takes a lot of work, a lot of focus, but, no doubt he'll probably be back out there next year. Maybe not right at the beginning of the season, but first half of the season, I would imagine, if everything goes to plan.
And I think what you said, and again, we want to be careful we don't read too much into this. I know our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, has been following this with the facts as well. But there was some thought because of injuries earlier on for Watson that there may be some other damage within there. Again, we don't want to speculate too far. Sure. We hope that's not the case, but we wish him all the best for Christian Watson in his recovery there with that torn ACL. Other big news, of course, out of the game on Sunday. I mean, my goodness, Brady, the Bears of all people, really the Bears. But in seriousness, first you have Jordan Love get what appeared to be some kind of a funny bone tweaked and there's numbness. So they put in Malik Willis. Yeah. Then Malik hits his thumb or something on a guy's helmet in that cold. He can't throw, loses the ball. And I mean, LaFleur has been kind of cagey about saying that Love is, on schedule more. Those are my words. If we don't have one healthy quarterback, I'm nervous.
Yeah, it's tough. And honestly, Willis, we talked about this months ago when he had to step up and fill in after they had picked him up. The way he's come in and filled in, I thought he's done a really, really good job, especially early in the season. Mm-hmm. To see him go down after Love goes down was tough. But those nerve things are interesting. Back in college, I had, you hit your funny bone. I think everyone's probably done that. But I had an issue where it was like chronically inflamed. Oof. And I had to have a brace that kept my arms straight so that I didn't put additional stress on that nerve while I was sleeping and to try to calm it down and get the inflammation out of there. But yeah, that impacts the sensation of feeling that you have, which is so important as a quarterback. And I don't know exactly what Love had happened, but impacts that kind of that pinky finger, ring finger, at least for me, primarily, and you lose feeling, lose dexterity a little bit. And as a quarterback, you would think if it's something similar to that, it would be really tough to grip, hold the ball, especially in this type of cold weather that we have right now.
Did you ever play at Philadelphia during your time?
We did. I was on injured reserve at the time and was traveling with the team. So I got a chance to be in the stadium and kind of take in all things Philadelphia leading up to that game.
Are they as nasty of fans as we hear?
Honestly, they're probably some of the more passionate ones.
Passionate. See, that's the difference between Todd and Brady. I call them nasty. Brady goes, no, they're just passionate.
They're
passionately dropping F-bombs and cups on us. But other than that, they're fine. Zombers?
Go ahead, Zombers.
What I always hear as the joke is, after a game in Philly, you never know if they won or lost because there's a riot either way.
Brady?
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I just remember there being a ton of energy in the stadium, and I don't even remember if we won or lost, and it was a good game. But when I think of nasty fans, I more go to some of the experiences I had, like at Michigan State is
really
one that jumps out to me. Yeah, they're right up on top of you on the sideline, calling you every word under the sun while you're sitting on the bench trying to get coached up by your coaches.
Well, there's a
series, so.
They're a little salty because you stole a Rose Bowl from them. So, I mean, there was that.
Hey, that was the game they had the Hail Mary to beat us, though, earlier in that season.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
that was a crazy one.
Talking to Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with the Wisconsin Badgers, spent 3 years in the NFL. Prediction for the game, Brady, on Sunday. Again, the Packers taking on the Eagles. You can hear the pregame show on select stations on Civic Media at 1 p.m. in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Kenosha. It is on TV at 3 o'clock on Fox. Any predictions, Brady Ewing?
Yeah, I hate to say, I think the Packers are going to go down by 7 points is my prediction. Ooh. And I haven't even looked at the spread. You know what that's at?
I actually don't. I'm going to, as much as my gut says, don't do this, Todd, I'm taking the Packers by a field goal because this new field goal kicker, that is the one bright spot. If the defense can hold them and we can win it as time expires on a field goal. So there you go.
I hope you're right. We should reconvene on it and see where we're at next time we chat.
All right, we certainly will. We're going to take a break here in a second, but when we come back, I'm going to ask Brady if he had to choose 4 people to put on the Badger Mount Rushmore Hall of Fame, who would it be? And also, sportsmanship, one of the things he talks about as he travels Wisconsin talking to our youth all across the great state of Wisconsin. Brady Ewing, Todd Allball, Aaron Zommers. It's the Allball Show on Civic Media, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. It is 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at hour number 2, Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Sarah Rodriguez, will be here talking a little politics, what's new in the legislative session. Get her pick for the Green Bay game on Sunday against the Eagles. And then we're going to have a What's Worse for You in hour number 2 as well. Right now, we are honored to talk to our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion with the Wisconsin Badger football team, captain, former captain of the team as well, and spent 3 years in the NFL. Brady, as a former Badger, there was a great story here a little while back it was at Bucky'sFifthQuarter.com. And I guess before the break, I kind of missaid it. I said, in all of Wisconsin athletics. But the actual question is, who is on Wisconsin's all-time coaches, Mount Rushmore? So recreating Mount Rushmore, there's 4 people, of course, 4 former presidents. But if you had to make a Mount Rushmore for all-time coaches on Mount Rushmore, who would it be? They suggest at Bucky'sFifthQuarter.com, Barry Alvarez, of course, for football, Bo Ryan for men's basketball, Bob Johnson for men's hockey, of course, has won now 7, or pardon me, Bob Johnson, the father, who won 3 national titles between in 73, 77, and 81. And then he went to the NHL and won a Stanley Cup in his first year with the Penguins. And then, of course, his son, Mark Johnson, who has won 7 national titles with women's hockey. So according to Bucky'sFifthQuarter, they say Alvarez, Bo Ryan, Bob Johnson, Mark Johnson. Brady, if you were making the Mount Rushmore for Wisconsin all-time coaches, who would it be?
So you threw me a curveball because I was jotting down some notes at the break, and in my mind went to football and players.
Then do it that way. Yeah.
I can answer your question, though, first. So the only one I have on my list of coaches there, if you're rattling them off, that's different, is I did have Mark Johnson, Alvarez, Bo Ryan, but then Kelly Sheffield. I know he's a current active coach, but you think about what he's done with the volleyball program here of recently, winning a national championship. Not seven of them, but maybe a little premature to get him up there while he's still active. But from a player perspective, for the football team, ones that jumped out for me were Ron Dane, J.J. Watt, Joe Thomas, and then I threw a little curveball with Jim Leonard, which I think he's more than deserving, but I just think he encapsulates everything Wisconsin football had been historically from a walk-on perspective to be an All-American, and his pro career coming back and coaching. Mm-hmm. That was my list there. Any others that jump out to you?
I think that's really good. Of course, I might add maybe a fifth and put you up there just because, that'd be a lot of fun. here's one. So as far as coaches, I don't disagree with Bucky'sFifthQuarter.com too much. Alvarez, Bo Ryan, Mark Johnson. I think Bob Johnson was fantastic, winning three national championships in men's hockey and then going on to NHL. But the guy who always gets overlooked is Ed Nudicombe, who was the track and field coach at Wisconsin for 30 seasons. And no coach in Big Ten sports history at any level, at any sport, had guided a team to more championships than a remarkable 26 championship trophies for teams coached by Ed Nudicombe. And the track and field team kind of gets, it's not a sexy sport. It doesn't bring in the revenue, but by golly, I've seen those athletes, how hard they work. That's a remarkable record, Brady.
Oh, that's unbelievable. And being at the University of Wisconsin, Paul Anier, who was a classmate of mine here at Richland Center and a dear friend, still is, and had the chance. He was on a track scholarship down at Madison the same time I was, and Coach Nudicombe was his coach and recruited him. And so I got to interact with Coach here and there and then hear stories from Paul. But absolutely, I couldn't disagree with that. He's just a tremendous coach and has a track record to prove it year in and year out.
Fun exercise. Brady, just a couple minutes left. I want to get to this really quick because over the last week or so, Coach Rick Pitino, now at St. John's, has told his team he doesn't care anymore if they participate in the handshake line at the end of the game. But last week at the Peach Bowl, when ASU, Arizona State University, took on Texas, some of his players, for Coach Kenny Dillingham at ASU, just were going to walk right to the locker room after they lost that tough loss against Texas. He made him turn around and shake hands. This is what he said in the postgame.
After the game, you went and there were some guys walking off the field and you went and kind of circled them back toward the middle of the field and some guys on the bench. What were you doing there?
Yeah, you lost the game. Doesn't mean you just get to leave. Like, you shake hands. That's what you do. That's sportsmanship. So nothing more than if we would have won, you shake the team's hand. You lose, you go out there and it's not fun, but that's part of life.
ASU coach Kenny Dillingham, Brady, about less than 2 minutes left. I know you talk to youth all over the state of Wisconsin in athletics. People can find you at Instagram and the other socials and get in contact if they want you to come talk to them. But talk a little bit about what Coach Dillingham said there.
Yeah, I mean, he's 100% right. And I think it applies to all levels. And I am fortunate enough to coach some of my kids and teams in the community here. And not only the other team and players is it stressed that we're going to shake their hand, win, lose, or draw, but also the officials, the scorers, and anybody that's involved in that game. And at the end of the day, it's a game, and stakes are high. There's a lot of dollars on the line. There's a lot of pride on the line, trophies on the line at, college football playoffs and NFL playoffs, high school games, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's just a game. And kind of tough to say that because I spent so much of my time preparing and putting the cliche saying of blood, sweat, and tears into, being the best I could be to help my team. And sportsmanship at the end of the day is what it's all about, and treating each other with mutual respect.
You can find him at BEwing34 and Brady Ewing on the socials. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. By the way, our mutual friend Rob Runnish says, I would throw Mike Lecrone on that because he was at all those events. Right? I like that. Well done. Thank you, Brady. We'll see you soon. Back with the Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin in the second hour.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.